Hello, dear listeners. This is Basement Gaming episode 57. My name is Herb, and I'm joined by my dear cousin Brigham.
Hi.
So this week, Brigham and I are going to discuss the newly announced Grand Theft Auto Trilogy remaster coming out soon. If you enjoy the show, please give us a follow on your podcast listening app of choice and on Twitter at BasementGaming9, and feel free to share the show with your gamer friends. With formalities out of the way, welcome to Basement Gaming. So Brigham, I just made some dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
Freaking put some rice in a rice cooker. It's been a long time since I've used my rice cooker, and obviously I just made way too much rice. So now I'm just stuck here with like a week's worth of rice for no freaking reason. I hate it.
Oh my gosh. I guess the worst thing you just have too much rice and you don't have like anything else to go through. You're like, man, what am I? I guess I'm just gonna be like, you know, throwing some rice and some salt and butter on this thing. It's gonna be my meals for the next few days.
I remember for a while there, like right during college and right after college, I would like buy the cans of chili and then make a bunch of rice and you just like have rice and chili like all the time. But yeah, you get tired of that real freaking fast. So
oh yeah,
maybe I should just go buy some freaking chili and just have like, I don't know, because I only have meat for like tomorrow and then the day after, and that's it. It's just like,
are you talking about just like white rice or is this like black rice or
no? It's just regular white rice. I mean, I make my white rice with like spices and like peppers and stuff, so it's like has a little bit more flavor. But yeah, just way too much rice. It's the worst. And I hate really old rice too. Like if it's like 4 days old,
I'm the same way.
I can't stand it.
And I feel so bad because my wife is not that way at all. She's like, she gets annoyed if I don't eat up all the leftovers, but after a few days, I'm just like, this rice is just not good. Like
it's just dry.
Yeah. It's like you can microwave this for days. It's still like kind of hard and yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
I think that eating rice growing up, it just made me really picky on rice, though, too. So,
I mean, yeah, when we were growing up, like you're in a full home, people, you eat through the rice in a day at most, too. So, like, the food is usually pretty fresh all the time, which is hilarious because, like, your mom's been, like, your mom and, like, another one of our aunts has been staying with me every once in a while, and they're just, like, cooking constantly. And I'm just like, listen, there's just, like, three of us here at a time. It's not like a full five-person family home. We're not gonna get through all this food in a day, and they just like keep going, and we just like have this insane amount of leftovers. We're just like, and I just feel bad, like you said, because like after a few days, you just don't want to eat that stuff anymore, or it just goes bad, honestly.
Yeah,
and, yeah. Just
not in the same way. Yeah, it's so much harder to cook for just one or two people than it is for like a big group. You know what I mean?
Trying to portion it properly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, speaking of old things, there's an old game being remastered. Grand Theft Auto is coming. Grand Theft Auto Trilogy. So this bundle is going to include Grand Theft Auto 3, Grand Theft Auto Vice City, and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Possibly, besides Grand Theft Auto 5, I guess, the most popular Grand Theft Autos of the series, Brigham. It's happening. You excited?
Oh my gosh, dude. You have no idea how excited I am. Mainly just because these are games. Well, let me just start off with, I really enjoy playing Grand Theft Auto 5, Grand Theft Auto 4. I think GTA 5 is one of my favorite games of all time. And I have tried multiple times. I've purchased Vice City on PSP. I played Vice City Stories on PSP. I played Vice City on PC. Same thing with Grand Theft Auto 3. I've never played San Andreas before, but I've tried to go back and play these games, but they just do not hold up certain little things, whether it's the graphics or the fact that you can't restart missions when you die. Because, you know, these games, when you die, you have to go to the hospital and like run back to the campaign, to the mission start location, everything. It's a huge hassle. So I just can never get into them. But yeah, so I'm super excited. After hearing all the different changes they're making with this game, I'm very excited to play this one.
So for me, it's funny. I didn't know what changes they were making, you know, because it was a while before they decided to say anything besides the fact that, hey, this is coming. And I was just skeptical. I was like, I don't know, man. These games are really, really old. I don't know how much of an upgrade you can really do with that much older of a game. And I saw the trailer. I don't know when the trailer came out, probably recently. I saw the trailer with the announcement, the day announcement, which is November 11th for a digital purchase. And December 7th for physical copy purchase. I saw the trailer and I saw everything that they changed when it comes to, like you said, the combat system is changed, the graphics obviously, and some like quality of life things were changed. And I was just like immediately sold. it's like a 59-second trailer. I was like, okay, I'm in. This is amazing. I really want to play this. And I think the biggest thing for me is I don't really remember these games, Rigo. Do you? Like, the last one I really remember is Vice City. I played that a decent amount because I had it on the PSP. Did you say that? Like, I had it on the PSP.
Yeah.
Way back when, like, when it was out, you know? And I played that a bunch. So I played it in class. I have a memory of just playing it in class in my, like, boring classes when I had nothing to do. Terrible thing to do. Don't do this, children. But I don't remember San Andreas. I don't remember Grand Theft Auto 3 for sure. My only memories of those games is me watching my older brother or my older cousins playing it and me just sitting there watching it. And sometimes they would pass me the controller and then I would put in all the cheat codes and then just like run around with like the tank or freaking helicopter and just unlimited ammo and just start shooting stuff. And, you know, just typical 6-year-old things to do in Grand Theft Auto. But yeah, so I'm looking forward to going back and actually experiencing the game, you know, as an adult and just like really appreciating what makes it a classic, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I had the same kind of experience. I think, you know, me and you, we were both really young when these games came out. So like you, I just kind of ran around and did stuff. I never tried to do the campaign mission. So I don't really have a ton of attachment to anything in the games. But just because I play the newer games, I do want to go back and try these out. And yeah, like hearing little things like, I don't know if we want to go through all the different changes, but for me, one of the big things was that it's going to have the GTA 5 style controller layout. I mean, like the changes they're making to these games is, I thought originally it was just going to be like a simple up-res of the graphics, right? And that was going to be it. But they're trying really hard to make this feel as fresh of an experience as possible. And I'm super impressed.
Yeah, I think even the graphics, I thought, like I said, I didn't think it was going to be very good. But I look at them now and I'm just, okay, these are actually decent graphic upgrades. Like,
yeah,
they look like an upscale indie game, essentially.
Totally. Know? Yeah, I think they did a really good job of like up-resing the graphics, but still trying to keep the graphics look similar to the feel of the old GTA games. You know what I mean? Like, I think the phrase, they make the graphics look like how you remembered them and not how they really were. Is like a good way to say it, because it's still kind of this like weird kind of cartoony look to them. Like they're not trying to go for like realism in like the character models, but it definitely looks higher res. Like the characters actually have fingers if you've seen like the before and after comparisons.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a huge, and like the lighting and the shadows and reflections on the cars. Like, yeah, it's super impressive with the visuals.
I don't think I would have been very upset if they just did a true full remaster of this, if it was like next gen remaster. I know some people have like emotional attachments to how the game looked and feel back then, but you could have like a full remaster of the character models and all that stuff and still keep the overall feeling of the environment and obviously all the buildings and all the lights and the layout and things like that. So I would have been okay if it was a full remaster, but this like 80% remaster is good enough, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I think that I agree. Like if they essentially just like made these games in the GTA 5 engine, that would have been really cool too. And I think personally, that probably for me, that would have been even better. But I think for what they're trying to do of just trying to up-res the games or trying to like keep the games similar to how they used to be, like you said, it was a really good way of saying it, like an 80% remaster. I think it's good. And like for me, what's really important are like the gameplay changes they're making. Those are the things that when I saw, I was like, okay, yes, I'm going to buy this game.
I feel like this was mostly let's pay homage to some classic kind of remaster where. Mm-hmm. Doing a full upscale would have just meant them just making a whole new GTA, to be honest. And clearly Rockstar is showing us that they don't want to do that right now. They don't want to make a new GTA. Because I think we've either talked about this like on a podcast or outside the podcast, is I really want the next GTA to be a Vice City type, to be back in Miami. So this would have been a good opportunity to just do like GTA 6 Vice City Part 2 or something. But no, they decided to do this instead, which again, I think we'll take anything at this point because we haven't had a new Grand Theft Auto in how long? 6 years? Seven? Something like that?
Yeah, it's been like, I think 2011 is when GTA 5 first came out. No, 2013, I think.
So. Let's see. GTA 5. GTA 5 came out in 2013.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm. Almost 10 years. Almost 10 years. You know what's crazy to think of? There was no new GTA game for last gen. They entirely just skipped.
The last two generations, bro.
Well, I mean, they came out, the GTA 5 came out Xbox 360, PS3 generation, right? And then.
Yeah, it was late PS3, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, for the entire Xbox One / PS4 generation, there were no new GTA games.
Yeah, and that's now insane. There's another remaster.
Yeah,
for PS5, and who knows if there's going to be one this game?
Oh, this gosh, generation. There better be one. Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't. To be honest with you,
I mean, I don't know. I kind of feel like this is like them. A lot of times, these game companies have noticed they like come out the remaster of an older game before, like as a preamble to them announcing or coming out with like a next numbered game, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like you'll see like a remaster of like, I don't know, Banjo Kazooie, and then like a year later they're like, hey, we're making a new Banjo Kazooie game. That's probably a demo because they haven't announced that, or they, I don't know if they're going to or not, but you know what I mean? It's just like, I feel like a lot of times they use these remasters as almost like PR moves, you know, to get people to remember the games, to like get them hyped up about the franchise. So I'm hoping that what this is doing for them is it's like kind of getting GTA campaign into people's minds because everyone's so attached to GTA Online right now. And then maybe, I don't know, maybe next year at E3 we get an announcement for a new GTA game. Like,
oh, you're putting your hopes on E3? Virgo, don't do that.
I mean, I don't know. Like, what else are going to announce to that? Like a PAX or something? But I don't know. I'm hopeful that this means that they're not going to just leave the GTA brand to die in GTA Online. Like, they're going to come out with more actual campaign GTA games, hopefully.
Wouldn't that be so sad if the end of GTA is just turns into a role-playing game, like an online role-playing game? Oh my gosh,
it's so depressing to think about.
And it's not even true role-playing. There's no stats. You're just there.
I hate it.
Pretend lifing with no angle. I don't know. It's just so not us. There are definitely people. Obviously, there's plenty of people that freaking love GTA Online. Like, yeah. Let's just go to Twitch right now. Go to the main page. Okay, here we go. Let's sort the front page of Twitch, and let's see how many people are freaking playing GTA Online right now. Let's see here. Give me a quick second here, audience. I really need to see what's happening in the world. GTA is third. It is third in viewers right now, from high to low. Yeah, it is right after Just Chatting, League of Legends, and right behind it is GTA 5 with 145,000 viewers. And it is Sunday night at 7 p.m. Central. So it's like peak gaming time, and people are playing GTA 5. So
is GTA Online the biggest MMO now? Is that what you're saying?
It is ahead of, I mean, the next MMO is New World at 45,000.
Mm. Wow. So, yes, I mean, they're making money. I don't know. I hope this is like them testing the water. Maybe this is them testing the waters, not a PR move, but it's like, hey, like, let's see how well this sells. And if this sells really well, then maybe there is still an audience for single player GTA games.
So you heard it here first, people. We gotta show out. We gotta buy this because it's the only way we'll get another GTA is if we show them that like we still care about multiplayer campaigning in GTA. I mean, that's all I care about. Like, I thought GTA Online was just a cool gimmick at first. I was like, okay, this is a fun little thing to do with your friends after you're done with the campaign. And I played it for like a couple of months with all my buddies, and we did all the fun little missions, and we did the heists and stuff. It was great. It was great fun. But then after a few months, we're just like, oh yeah, we're not doing anything here. It's just like the little mini games are kind of boring. The heists get kind of get repetitive eventually, and you're just farming fake money the rest of the time just so you can buy cosmetics. You're literally just farming fake money to buy cosmetics. That's all you're doing. It'd be like if WoW just didn't have a significant expansion every once in a while. It's just like, you're just farming for mounts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess.
Yeah, it's so weird how it's like gotten so big. But I mean, I don't know. I don't want to dwell too much on that. I don't know if you're gonna say something else, but I was just gonna say, like, I just hope that this game sells gangbusters. You know what I mean? Like, I hope this game is like tops all the like best selling of the month charts. It's like a huge. I think it's kind of weird they're selling it digitally earlier than the physical version. I've never seen that before.
That is weird. I don't know.
Maybe they're just trying to get it out before Black Friday, and they can't get the physical copies out because of like short, like manufacturing shortages or something. I don't know, but
they have my money for sure, because we don't really have, besides New World. Which, by the way, why aren't you playing New World? What's happening? What's up with you?
Okay, I have a confession to make. We just had an episode about getting burnt out on MMOs. I think I'm getting burnt out on New World.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's because we don't play together, Brigham.
The game doesn't want us to play together. It doesn't give us the same quests. It's just like, I don't know. I got through like all the main story missions to a point where I had to level up now. I just have to go out and do these like dumb board or side quest missions.
Oh, they're so bad.
And they're so awful. They're so bad. It's like, I love the combat. The combat in that game is so good. I just hate grinding. And I'm just like, you know what? Well, I'll just like let my rest XP build up for a bit so I can spend less time actually doing these side quests. Because they are just, oh my gosh, I can't handle it, dude.
Yeah, I just got to level 30. This is the longest it's taken me to level in a freaking MMO. It takes so long just because, like, the quests, not only are they... What is up with the scaling? We're going into a bit of a New World tangent here. The scaling of the quests are really weird because they get higher than you, way faster than you level.
Yes.
I don't know if you noticed. Like, yeah, the main mission right now, I got to level 30, and then I got to the next main mission. They're like, you need to get to level 30 to continue the story. I was like, okay, get to 30, get to the next main mission. I haven't even made it to 31 yet, and then I did like two main missions, and the next one is like a level 35. So I'm like, what is happening? Like, how does the main mission scale so much higher than me? It's mind-boggling. I don't know what they're just really forcing you to go do other things that aren't the main mission. Even though the main mission is like the most efficient way to level up. It's weird.
Yeah. And just the mission structure just isn't fun. It's like they're all go here, go kill this one thing, then come back. Like, that's how they all are. And I don't know. I'm spoiled from World of Warcraft, you know what I mean? And it's not fair because World of Warcraft's been out way longer, and so they've had experience and knowledge and, you know, all these quests to work off of. But, you know, World of Warcraft, there's vehicle quests, there's, like, cutscenes, there's all the stuff to keep you, like, immersed into the game. And in New World, it's just banking solely on the PvP, yet you can't do the PvP to your higher level. Yeah. So it just, I don't know. It's been kind of frustrating. I did resub to WoW, and I have been playing that every now and then.
They needed to make the max level way lower. 60.
Yes, 60, it's just too much. Like, this is not 2010. Like, you can't make you can't expect people to grind like this.
And especially because, like, it's like we've always said, it's hard whenever the fun begins at the end game. You know, where we're kind of through the novelty of it right now, and I was running around trying to find PvP things to do. And then, you know, I was talking to my friends, and they're just like, yeah, you can't really do any PvP stuff until you're a higher level. So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I'm not burnt out on it yet. I hop on every once in a while. Like, I let the rest SP go up for a day or two at a time, and then I'll hop on. And then, because I do like the professions and all that stuff. It's very therapeutic. It's very RuneScape.
Yeah, definitely. It's
very therapeutic to just, like, run around and do your professions, and obviously that helps you level, so... Yeah, all right. That's our little New World tangent. Check back next time whenever we're just completely over this game.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping they come out with more like stuff to do. I'm hoping what they do is they add more stuff in the middle of the game, not just end game content. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
make more quests that people at level 30, 20, 40 can do. And yeah. I'm hoping that'll help flesh it out. So by the time I hit 40, maybe there'll be more stuff to do, or at least make it to where I can do PvP at mid levels. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like if I could pepper in some of the fun stuff while I'm doing the grinding, I wouldn't mind it as much. I just have this fear now where it's like, am I going to do all this stuff I don't want to do? And by the time I get to level 60, everyone's going to quit. Like, that's my nightmare.
That's kind of why I'm kind of pushing through. Cause I'm like, I can't give up on this game yet until I get to level 60. And I do the things that the game wants me to be doing. Like, clearly they don't want me to be doing quests. They want me to fight. So I gotta get to 60. I gotta get to 50 something at least. So I can freaking do some of this PvP and like do the wars and actually participate in the world of this game. Cause right now I'm just a weird bystander. Cause like all these invasions and wars and corruption zones, it's like so much cool stuff happening on the map all the time. And I'm just like, I gotta go to this area and open up 3 boxes.
Yeah, exactly.
And come back to this guy and then go back and do the same thing again. Oh, here's another thing too. I need all the MMOs in the world. Whenever you do a quest or a quest chain in one area, like you have to go to a zone of enemies to do a quest chain. It's like, okay, go over here to kill these dudes. Come back. Okay. Go back over there to get these things in these chests and come back. I want it to stop there. I don't want to go back into a zone a third time to do another quest. Cause it's usually like, go do something, come back. Go back to the exact same place, do something else, come back, and they send you there again. And they're like, now go kill the elite boss that's in that area and then come back. So just like, sometimes I even go a fourth time. You got to go there 4 times. So you spend like 2.5 hours worth of game time in this one little zone fighting the same enemies that are usually really annoying for like 2 hours. It's like, can we just like stop at 2? Just send me in there 2 times. Make me do everything I need to do in this area, and I never have to go back there again. New world, please. Ugh, freaking lovely, man. What a world.
No, every MMO has problems. Like I said, like I got back into WoW, and I like logged on. But then I have this weird like conundrum going on in my brain where I'm like, okay, like what's worth doing? Like there's things I want to do, but is it worth my time? Because I know that the new patch will come out. And when the new patch comes out, there'll be all these catch-up mechanics. So like, should I just wait until the new patch comes out, then just get all these things done for free? Or should I try to push through and like do the chore stuff now? You know what I mean? And that's the problem with WoW. It's like WoW has all the seasonal stuff. And that's what I like about New World is that I'm hoping at least there's no, I hope that the rewards we get now, the things we do will still count a few months down the road. Like, I don't think they're going to do something where they go surprise. We've raised the max level cap to 70 now, and you can get to level 60 by buying this $30 boost. I don't know. But like, I do like that. And like, you know, New World has a very much like a RuneScape vibe, like you're saying, of just like doing your tasks around doing chores in New World is actually like fun to do, like doing professions and things like that.
So far.
Yeah, so far. We'll see how it is in a few months, but I mean, I unsubscribed from RuneScape. I've played that. I've got my fill. I'm like, okay, I think I'm down with RuneScape now. So it's just New World and WoW. But you're right. I do need to get to level 60 to at least experience the wars, because that's obviously like what the peak thing of New World is. It's just kind of crazy that the game is like, okay, before you can do the best part of the game, you got to spend hundreds of hours doing the part that we spent the least amount of time on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude, freaking, my buddy Ian, he has over 100 hours of gameplay. And I think, is he even 60 yet?
I don't think so.
I don't think he's even 60. This is crazy. It's an absurd amount of hours to not be 60. I don't know. I mean, he does do a lot of side things. And a lot of those hours is probably just him trying not to get logged off. in those early days of freaking Q-mageddon. And just like running into a wall, make sure we don't get logged out. So you have to wait for like 4 hours to get back into the game.
So glad it's over.
Yeah, there's a bit of inflation there, but still 80% of that is him actually playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot.
All right, so that goes for our New World section. First GTA came out. GTA 3 came out in 2001. San Andreas, 2004. Vice City came out in 2002. So we were... quick mass program. How old were you in 2001?
2001, I was 9.
I was 8. Okay, so I was 8. So I don't remember 3 at all. I don't, like, not even a little bit. So I'm really excited for the story, the characters.
I remember not being allowed to play it. I remember not being allowed to play Vice City. Yeah, I don't remember 3 at all. I remember Vice City, playing it at James's house. He's like, "Lumpers, I knew you had it."
You think they're gonna have the whole RPG? San Andreas was famous for having like the RPG elements to it, where you could go work out and get.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they'll have all that.
Yeah, so that should be cool. Because I remember playing that.
Yeah, I remember hearing all that, but that was interesting. Are you gonna get the game on PC or PS5?
I don't know, PS5. I'll get PS5. Yeah. I don't playing GTA on mouse and keyboard is weird.
I agree.
No, it's definitely a PlayStation game, and I'm not worried about. The only reason why I would get on a PC is if there was like an online version and then I could play with friends, but I can't. So, yeah, I'd rather play it on my big old TV. So, should be fine.
Yeah, they have yet to give details and like if it's going to have 4K and stuff with the Xbox Series S. They've only said for PS5 and X. I'm really hoping it's going to be 4K on the X as well. I don't know why it wouldn't be. It's like, this is an old game. Like, it would really be that difficult for it to be 4K, but I guess we'll see.
Samuel L. Jackson is a voice actor in San Andreas. That is hilarious.
Oh, that's funny.
He's who does he play?
And did you also hear that San Andreas Remastered is going to be on Xbox Game Pass on launch, and they're going to have GTA 3 Remastered in PlayStation Now. So that's kind of a little interesting deal.
That is, if you have PlayStation Now, which I don't. That's pretty cool, though. Yeah, just the one, though? Not all three?
Yeah, it's weird. Just the one, yeah. And it's different for Xbox and PlayStation, which I thought was interesting, too. And how the Switch version is going to have a touch screen option, so you can like actually like, touch the screen to like move the camera and stuff, and, like gyroscope, so you can like move the Switch around to aim. I don't know how useful that'll be, but I do like it whenever like game companies actually make these like slight differences per console, like working to the benefits of the console.
Yeah, trying to use the console to its full potential, I guess. That was a thing that people talk about a lot, about the haptic feedback in the PS5 and all the movement you can do with the PS5, how very little games either try very clunkily, very weirdly to like incorporate it into the game, or just don't bother with it at all. So you're just like, why can my controller do this if it's like not important at all? So it's cool to see them like try it out.
Definitely agree.
Okay, I'm excited, man. This will be the first, like, for me, these are new games. Like we said at the beginning, these are new games for me. I know some people that weren't 8 in 2001 are thinking, oh, this would be a cool little nostalgia hit that's just like improved upon, you know. But for us, it'll be new games. We'll probably talk about it some more whenever they come out next, and that's in a month, like 2 weeks.
Is it two? It's in November, so I guess, November it must 11th. Be 2 weeks. Wow, it's crazy.
Yeah, we're recording this birthday on the 24th of October, and on the 11th.
Wow. And $60 for this game. Do you think it's worth $60, or do you think it should be less?
I mean, it's three games, man. It's ridiculous. That's a lot of games.
Yeah, I think I'm saying, some people are upset about it. I think, you know, have three games. Like, these are more than just up-res of the textures. Like, this is they're doing a whole bunch of new stuff to these games. I think $60 for these three games, that's a good amount of money. Like, that's a good purchase in my mind.
Yeah, that's three over 40-hour games. I don't know how much cheaper do you need it to be? That's insane, because I know all of these games are games that you can do a lot more outside of the storyline, and even after the storyline is over, they usually let you go back into the world and run around. So, come on, man, you could play these games forever. $60 is a freaking deal, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, definitely worth it. And I mean, if you really don't want to, I'm sure. Wait. Are they? Can you buy them separately?
I don't think you can. I haven't seen any option to.
Okay, because I remember, you know, the Mafia series, they all got remastered, and you could buy them individually if you wanted to.
Did you play through those?
No, I played a few hours of one of them. Got frustrated because the controls in that game is just awful.
Really?
It is so rough, man. And They upscaled the resolution and all that stuff, and it looks nice, but the gameplay is still really clunky, and you just feel like you're walking through mud in that game. It's one of those games. Yeah, I think Grand Theft Auto has just spoiled me too much. It's too much of a Grand Theft Auto knockoff for me to really enjoy it that much.
Same thing. I remember whenever Mafia 3 came out, I was so excited for that game, and I was like, there's no way. I was like, this game cannot be bad. This game looks so good. And I played it, and I was just bored after like a couple hours.
Instantly.
Yeah, the missions were just so repetitive, and yeah.
The thing that GTA does well is like, the missions are decently repetitive too, but like, I don't know, you're just so much more involved because the characters are cooler and the story is better. And the gameplay is cartoony enough that you're just having fun with it, but based in reality enough that it's not like Saints Row. Remember Saints Row? That's another one.
Yeah, I don't like Saints Row. People love that game, but yeah, it's too much. Too arcadey, corny too for arcade-y. Me.
Yeah, that's another GTA knockoff that didn't really do it for me. But yeah, so didn't do the Mafia games. Same thing with Watch Dogs. That's another GTA-esque knockoff.
Yeah.
Just like, can't do it. It's hard to beat the originals.
Yep.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, let us know if you're going to play GTA and what are your favorite memories and favorite storyline or like favorite bosses or favorite missions that you did in their GTA trilogy. And we'll look out for them when we're playing them. But, yeah, besides that, you got anything else for them?
No, that's it. Hope New World gets better, and I can't wait for a GTA trilogy. That's all I gotta say.
All right. With that being said, thank you for listening. Give us a follow on your podcast listening app of choice, and be sure to follow the Twitter at BasementGaming9 and share the show with your gamer friends. With that being said, see y'all next time.
Peace.